This is PGI. Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Serko Limited full year earnings announcement. At this time, for opening remarks, I would like to turn the conference over to your moderator today, Mr. Darrin Grafton. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for joining today's full year results announcement for Serko. My name is Darrin Grafton, and I'm the CEO. I'm joined today by Tim Blewett, our CFO, and I'll talk you through the slide pack that you should have in front of you. Then we'll open the phone lines up to any questions. So if we can move through to slide four. Let me start by saying that the overall, I think 2015 was an extremely positive year for Serko. The company maintained its extraordinary growth trajectory whilst also delivering a number of important strategic product milestones along the way. Travel technology is a dynamic industry that's changing fast. And to be able to consistently deliver year-on-year growth in excess of 50% is a testament to the business and the team that run it. In the year ended March 2015, Serko delivered the highest growth in its history with a 55% increase in year-on-year revenues and a second half transaction growth rate of an incredible 57%. Our IPO, which completed in June 2014, raised a net $10.5 million, which we have directed towards repayment of debts and the construction of a strong platform to support our future growth. For us, this has meant expanding our operational capabilities and investing in building new products. During the course of the year, we invested a total of $5.7 million in research and development projects, which represents an increase of about 7% over FY14. $5.1 million was expensed through the P&L and $0.6 million was capitalised. This strategy has allowed us to continue to evolve our core products and to introduce some innovative enhancements that will make our market proposition more integrated, more unique, more compelling for our customers across the Asia-Pacific region. Through FY15, we added 46 new Serkodians to our team to finish the year with 133. We added resources right across the business and right across the globe, with new hires in New Zealand, Australia, India, and China. To support the business, we doubled the size of our sales team and significantly expanded the size of our development and customer delivery teams. Developing and patenting innovative IP has always been part of our strategy, and I'm pleased to report that we've been able to continue that thread through 2015. With our NFC patent now registered in the USA, and we've seen some strong international interest in our patented mass booking technology. In support of our broader Asia strategy, we now have a wholly owned Serko subsidiary in India with two permanent employees. Now let's turn to the next slide, to slide five. Our total business revenue of $10.4 million represents an increase of 55% over the last year. Corporate travel administrators and travellers using our technology to book their business travel is at the core of our business, and I'm pleased to tell you that the online booking transactions grew by 44% year on year. The growth rate continues to be strong, with the first half growth of 32% increasing to 57% in the second half. We recorded a net loss after tax of $6.4 million, which was in line with PFI, despite revenues being $0.6 million below PFI, which demonstrates strong governance and cost control. We ended March with cash reserves of $4.5 million and strong working capital position. I'd now like to hand over to Tim, who will cover the financial aspects.
Thanks, Darrin, and good morning, everyone. You should now be looking at slide six, the summary of income statement. The table on this slide summarises the income statement in the same format that we used to present the PFI in our prospectus for ease of reference, and is slightly different to the statutory format in the condensed financial statements due to the way expenses are grouped. Operating revenue for the year totaled $10.4 million, which was 5.8% below PFI target, as we signalled in our trading update in March, but represented annual growth of 55%. Within that, our core Serko online revenues grew by 62% to $7.3 million and was in line with PFI expectations. InCharge, our online expense management business that we acquired in December 2013, contributed $0.9 million of revenue in its first full year with us, which is a 15% increase on a like-for-like basis. Disappointingly, the growth rate in the final quarter was impacted by delays in the release of the integrated mobile app, which gave rise to the PFI revenue target being short by about $0.2 million. Revenue from custom software development totaled $2.1 million, which was $0.3 million less than the PFI target. This is a discretionary area of spend for our customers, and we observed a falling away of demand in the latter stages of 2015 as customers considered their budgets more carefully and the product reached a higher level of maturity. Total operating expenses amounted to $17.3 million. This was approximately double the previous year, but was more than $0.3 million lower than the PFI target. The largest component of cost was employee remuneration, which totaled $12 million. The employee count increased by 46 to 133 full-time equivalents at the 31st of March. Within total operating expenses, allocations to research and development represented $5.1 million in the year. Other operating income comprised receipts from research and development and enterprise growth grants and totaled $1.4 million for the year. Callaghan Innovation through MBIE approved Serco for a new development growth grant, which became effective from the 1st of July and had not been anticipated within our PFI. As always, we are extremely grateful for the support the government provides for approved R&D programs. Returning to operating costs, as we advised in our half-year results, the total costs of the IPO amounted to $2.12 million, compared to $2.10 million estimated in the prospectus, which is a difference of less than 1%. Out of this total, $1.637 million was the cost attributed to the issue of new equity, which has been recognized as a cost of equity in the balance sheet. The remainder of $483,000 was recognized through the P&L income statement and was very slightly higher than the $477,000 we had forecast in the prospectus. As I'm sure you are aware, the exchange rate between the New Zealand dollar and Australian dollar has been extremely volatile over the past year. Our PFI was struck on an average exchange rate of 0.93. During the first half, there wasn't much of a departure from that figure, but during the second half, when the New Zealand dollar approached parity, it hurt our results despite our hedging cover. Overall, we recorded foreign exchange losses of $0.2 million through the P&L. As I've worked through the commentary, I've made reference to the variances to PFI, and there is a summary reconciliation attached in the appendix for further information. Slide 7, cash and working capital. Closing cash was $4.5 million, approximately half a million dollars less than the PFI, due mainly to timing differences linked to accrued revenue being contractually invoiceable in April and prepayments of $0.4 million. Our aged receivables are in good shape, and overall our working capital position is healthy. Now I'll hand back to Darren to talk about Serco's strategy for growth.
So we should now be on slide 8. To deliver the value that we believe is inherent in Serco's model, we need to do a number of things really well. We need to continue to grow the number of potential users to whom we can sell services. We'll do this by working closely with the travel agencies as we do today, but also by looking for further strategic M&A opportunities similar to the Arnold Travel Technology acquisition that we completed in May. It is vital that we continue to evolve our business model, layering on the other revenue lines such as supply side, hotel and airport transfer revenue, as well as InCharge and mobile subscriptions. Between InCharge, Arnold and Serco, we have a great opportunity to cross-sell products, which is something we're starting to get momentum around now. To keep ourselves on track, it's vital that we continue to invest in our products. We have learned over the last few years that in the travel space, having a local and relevant content proposition is key to our success. So we'll continue to plug in suppliers such as AirAsia to ensure that we have a compelling Asia-wide content story that will allow us to capitalize on the opportunities that we have across Asia and into India. For the last part of this morning, I want to focus a little more closely on how we see the next 12 months playing out. You should now be all looking at slide 9, and I'd like to spend the last few minutes of this call looking at the broader outlook for FY16. Right now, we have about 2 million traveller profiles stored in our database, which means that we're effectively 2 million people that could book a trip tomorrow if they wanted to. Of course, only a proportion of these are active at any point in time. But the more potential travellers that we have, the more opportunity there is to capture a greater share of the total end-to-end travel spend. As it stands today, we have an average per traveller revenue of between $5 and $10, which is derived predominantly from our standard per booking revenue stream. As outlined earlier, our strategy is to not only increase the number of people that use our software, but also to increase the revenue of each trip by layering up a number of different products and subscriptions. Right now, it's not difficult to see our way to a per traveller value of $25, which gives us a very exciting revenue trajectory over the next few years. You'll note that the basic booking revenue plateaus out over time, which is a natural in-market that's maturing and evolving quickly. This, in my opinion, is the real story and the real opportunity for Serco. And let's move to talk a little bit about the timing of revenue. So this is on slide 10. I want to briefly acknowledge a couple of timing issues that impacted us during the year. Our mobile application launched later than we had planned, which had a knock-on effect on revenue. We made the decision to delay the launch of the app to ensure that we truly reflected the needs of the market, which I maintain was exactly the right decision. The app is now live in both the App Store and on the Google Play. We also ended up with a delay in in-charge revenue, particularly in the last quarter. We invested a lot of time and effort refactoring and integrating the in-charge product during FY15, which was the right thing to do. However, prospective customers delayed making their final buying decisions until they had the chance to see the new product, which was delivered about 8 weeks later than planned. The in-charge product is now live in the market and is getting a lot of traction. It has solved some very real problems that companies have. Software customization has historically represented 20% of our business. However, that changed in 2015 as our products hit a level of maturity and resellers became a little more cost conscious. Although this impacted our revenue line, it's not necessarily a bad thing, as software customization is not a strategic revenue. And without it, our teams are able to now focus on more strategic, high-growth initiatives. As we highlighted in our trading update on the 9th of March, these factors will have an impact on our forecast run rate for just the first half of FY16, but less so for the full year forecast, which leads on to my last slide for today, the outlook for 2016. So you should now be on slide 11. To be successful and deliver the growth that we know is there, we need to do two things really well. We need to capitalise on the product investments we made in 2015 to open up new revenue lines and increase our share of corporate travel spend. We know how to do this, we have all the pieces in place, and we now need to execute brilliantly. At the same time, we need to continue to acquire new corporate customers across Asia and onboard potential users through both organic and, where appropriate, inorganic means. It is this combination of layered product model and increasing user base that is key to our success. Our Arnold acquisition is a perfect example of high volume customer acquisition at minimal cost, and it's a model I'm keen to rinse and repeat wherever possible. In terms of revenue expectations, we are forecasting full year FY16 revenues of between 16 and 18 million, which should see the company on a path to profitability within the first half of FY17. All based on existing cash reserves. As already signaled, delays in delivery of some products coupled with a change in demand of profile for software customization, we constrain revenue in the first half of FY16 to somewhere between 7.5 and 8 million compared to PFI forecast of 8.3. And that concludes the formal part of this morning's business. Thank you all for your time and patience. I'd now like to open up the floor to any questions.
Thank you very much. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. We will proceed in an order in which you signal us and we'll take as many questions as time permits. If you are using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute function is turned off to allow the signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone to ask a question. We will now pause for a moment to assemble the queue. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your on your touchtone telephone at this time. We will now pause for a moment to assemble the queue. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. We will now pause for a moment to assemble the queue. It appears there are no further questions at this time. I will now hand the call back over for additional closing remarks.
So I'd like to say, it's Darren Ruff from here, CEO, I'd like to say thank you very much for attending the Serco full year announcement, and thank you very much for your time and attending. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you very much for your participation.